My dearly beloved, today, as you know, is the feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr of the church. And we read the account of his martyrdom in the book called The Acts of the Apostles, a book in the Bible written down by St. Luke, who also wrote the third gospel. And this inspired book tells stories of the early church, especially in Jerusalem from the time of Pentecost, and how the church began to spread. And as time went on and the church increased in numbers, there arose a problem concerning the distribution of food and of money to the poor. Because in the early church, the early Christians would donate goods and food and money to the church to be distributed to widows and the poor. Well, as the number of disciples grew, there arose a dispute concerning this distribution. And those who were called the Greeks, foreigners, complained that more was being given to the poor, the Hebrew people, than to those who were foreigners. And we see human nature always present. And so the apostles gathered together all of the disciples, all the early Christians, and they said, "It is not fitting for us to get involved with these disputes, because we have the duty of preaching the gospel and of praying and of offering mass and distributing the sacraments. We can't be taken up with these disputes, so we want you to choose 7 men whom we will ordain deacons and place them in charge of this distribution." So there were 7 men chosen, and among them was one outstanding for virtue known as Stephen. So they became the first deacons. Now, as time went on, St. Stephen was worked so many miracles and developed such a reputation among the early Christians in Jerusalem that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the leaders of the Jewish people were concerned about this because of the converts to Christianity. And just as they did with our Lord, there were lies that were brought forth against Stephen, false witnesses that said he had blasphemed Moses and spoke even blasphemous words about God. So he was brought before the Sanhedrin, and they asked him to defend himself, and he gave a speech which goes on for quite a few verses in the 7th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, over 50 verses. And he goes from Abraham and Joseph and Moses and the different patriarchs, talks about their faith, about the prophecies, and about how these prophecies were fulfilled with our Lord. And he ended with a rebuke: "You stiff-necked leaders of the Jewish people who have put to death the one that our forefathers foretold." And he encouraged them to be converted. Well, they couldn't stand this. And as it says, they stopped their ears and they took him out and stoned him to death. And as they were stoning him, St. Stephen cried out, as he fell on his knees before he expired, with a loud voice, and said, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." Now that is wonderful, that here the very first martyr of the church had learned this lesson from our Lord and prayed for the forgiveness of his persecutors. And we know that that prayer was very powerful, because there was a young man, a leader among the Jewish people, who was a persecutor of the Christians, who approved of this act of stoning Stephen, and he was converted, not right away, but eventually, and his name was Saul, and he became the great Saint Paul. So certainly his conversion is at least partially attributable to the prayer and the forgiveness of Stephen for those who stoned him. Where did Saint Stephen learn this forgiveness? He learned it from our Lord. Because we read that the very first word our Lord spoke after he had been nailed to the cross, crucified, was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And here Stephen said the same words, more or less, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." We also must learn this a very important lesson, and this difficult lesson to practice, of forgiveness of injuries. This is one of the spiritual works of mercy, to forgive injuries. Not an easy thing to do, but something that our Lord taught us by word and deed. Our Lord said that as we forgive those who offend us, so will our Heavenly Father forgive us. And we can think about the act of forgiveness, that it is something which is truly divine. Anyone can get angry. Anyone can seek revenge. But it takes a real conquering of self to forgive injuries. Now, we want God to forgive us our sins against him, so we also ought to forgive one another. Again, it is truly divine to forgive one who has offended us. This is a lesson that all the saints practiced. And in fact, it was said of many saints, if you wanted to be their friend, offend them, because they would love you and they would forgive you. And the saints truly were that way. And there's a story told about a priest, a missionary priest, who tried to enter Japan. Now, as you know, St. Francis Xavier, the great missionary, went to Japan and planted the faith so well that the Christians, those who were converted in Japan, became known for their fervor in living the faith. And as time went on, the pagans, being envious of the Christians, sought to stamp out Christianity in Japan. And there were many martyrs. St. Alphonsus talks about them in his wonderful book, The Victories of the Martyrs, The Martyrs of Japan. And it got to the point that all of the priests in Japan were either put to death or were exiled from the country. So there was this one priest who thought, well, I'm going to try and get back into the country, because here there are all these Catholics who have no priest to say Mass for them, hear their confessions, and so forth. And so he disguised himself as a merchant and obtained passage on a ship and went to Japan. And as the ship was on the way, it so happened that there was some incident, and I don't remember all of the circumstances, but something happened where another person was injured, or thought he was injured, and blamed it on this priest, not knowing he was a priest, and he struck him in the face. And the priest received that affront very meekly. And so the person who struck him said, "You must be a Christian, because otherwise you wouldn't react so meekly, so calmly to that offense. Are you a Christian?" And the priest said, "Yes, I am." And went on to admit that he was a Christian and he was even a priest. Well, he was martyred. But wouldn't that be wonderful if we lived our faith so well that we could be discovered as being faithful Catholics, even if we were disguised, because of the way that we live, because of the way that we practiced virtue? So that is how we must strive to imitate our Lord, as did Saint Stephen. And it is certainly a glory for the church that the very first martyr was indeed a martyr of charity, one who sought to strive to bring about the conversion of those who put him to death, and one who so well practiced the lesson our Lord himself taught of forgiveness. Again, as our Lord says, as we forgive, so shall we be forgiven. And we pray that in the Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. As though we are saying to Almighty God, to the degree and in the manner that I forgive others, so treat me in the same way. Forgive me if I forgive others. Which implies that if we fail to forgive, we are saying to God, I admit and accept the fact that I should not be forgiven myself if I fail to forgive. So think about that when you are offended. Really, you should rejoice that you have an opportunity to forgive. Saint Teresa of Avila was so happy when she was offended in any way, when she received an affront or anything that offended her, because it gave her an opportunity to forgive, and she would say, "Now I can pray the Our Father with all the more confidence and joy, because I know that God will forgive me, because I have forgiven willingly and freely those who have offended me." This really is the way to look upon an opportunity to forgive, as a blessing, so that we can thereby obtain forgiveness. Let us then learn this lesson from Saint Stephen, and indeed from all of the saints and the martyrs, to imitate, to take to heart what our Lord taught us, and to practice it indeed, that we may truly be children of our Father, who forgives those who seek forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.